Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 10, the second Mishnah. We're continuing learning the laws of Hotza'ah. During the remainder of this chapter, this Perek, we will refine various circumstances and details of what is considered Hotza'ah, what is considered carrying from one domain to the next, and what in fact is not deemed Hotza'ah, but rather just a rabbinical prohibition, just an Isser Derabanan. The Mishnah begins. Hamotzi Ochlin Ratsanim Ala Iskupa. If a person comes and removes food from a private domain and places it on the Iskupa, places it on the floor of the threshold, Bin Shechazar Vahotzian, Bin Shehotzian Acher, Patur. Regardless if this person returned the item and brought it back inside the house, or if this person continued and placed it in the public domain, or if someone else took the item from this iskupa, from this threshold, and placed it in the sarab, in the public domain, a person would be patur, a person would be exempt. The reason being, v'nei shelo asa malachta b'vas echas, they did not perform this action, he did not perform this work at one time. Let's clarify this important principle in this Mishnah. We mentioned earlier on in the study of this Meseches that in order for a person to be liable, in order for a person to be chaya for Hotza'ah and Shabbos, a person directly must take the item from one Rishus, pick it up from one Rishus, and place it in the other Rishus, into the other domain. The case that our Mishnah is talking about is a case where a person had a stopover, and the person placed the item on this iskupa, on the threshold floor. And then the threshold has a status of a karmelis. It's almost like a little ledge. What is the size of this ledge? It is anywhere from 3 to 9 tvachim in height. It has a width of 4 tvachim. This is considered a karmelis. This is only considered Rishus HaRabim Midrabanan. The rabbis consider this Rishus HaRabim. But since this is not a biblical public domain, a person would not be liable, a person would not be chayav. They took the item from one domain and placed it on this iskupa before taking it to the next domain. Since a person did not do a full malacha, pick it up from one domain and place it into the next, but use this iskupa as a stopover, a person is exempt. Second half of the Mishnah, kupa shihi milaya peros, a box or a basket which is filled with produce, unesana alha iskupa hachitzona, a person places this basket, this box, on the outer part of the threshold floor, af api shirova peros mibachutz, even though most of the produce, most of the items in this box is outside in the public domain, in the Rishus HaRabim, nevertheless, this person is patur. What is the reason? The reason is, a person is only chayav, shiyotzi es kol hakupa. A person is only liable if he takes the entire basket, a person takes the entire box, and places it entirely outside into the public domain. But it's important to note here, even though a person might have a couple of the items of the produce, let's say a couple of apples, which might be completely in the public domain, nonetheless, since only part of this basket, of this box, is in the public domain, we look at it as if it is one entity. And unless this entire entity, this entire box, is completely placed in the public domain, even though a couple of items in this box might be so, person would still be putter, would be exempt, because this box and basket bring everything together, and we really look at it as if it is one entity, not separate entities inside of a box. So again, a person, in order to be chayav, would have to pick up the item from one rishus, completely place this entire box into a separate rishus, regardless if a couple of the items inside might have been hanging over into the public, into the other domain. Mishnah Gimel, Hamotzi a person who takes out an item, bein bimino bein b'smolo, whether he takes out this item with his right or his left hand, b'soch cheko or al seifo, in his chest area or on his shoulders, regardless, he would be chayav. Why? Shekin masa v'nei kahas, because this was a method of carrying for the children of kahas. We know that the laws of Shabbos come from the building of the Mishkan, and b'nei kahas, they would carry their items on their shoulders, the ksefa misau, therefore carrying items on one's shoulders is not deemed to be considered abnormal. Therefore, if a person carried an item in the normal manner, they would be chayav for hatzah on Shabbos. The person, however, carried the item kolachar yado, with the back of his hand, the raglo, with his foot, the thiv uv marpako, with his mouth and with his elbow, the ozno, the sarov, his ear and his hair, uv fundaso, uv fiha lamata, the person carried in the money belt with his opening face downward, Bein pundaso lachaluko, between his money belt and his shirt, to the sfas chaluko, or the hem of his shirt. We mean alo, in his shoe, the sandalo, or in his sandal, he would be exempt, patur. Why? Shelo hotzi gedera chamotzin, because he did not take out the item in the normal way. If a person carries an item, person removes the item from her shoes to the next and transport it in a manner that is deemed abnormal, a person would not be chayav, and a person would be exempt should they carry this item in an abnormal manner from one reshus to the next. They'd be exempt from bringing a korban chatas if it was done accidentally. So if I was just noting in terms of this Mishnah, obviously if a person has a money belt that's flipped over, it's not normal to place items in there because they would fall out. But just to clarify, if a person were to place something in their mouth, it would be deemed abnormal. But if it was food, the Tiferes Yisrael actually says in the commentaries on the Mishnah that if it was a davar machal, if it was a food item, a person would be chayav, because obviously for food, that is a normal way of carrying food.